Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 126 of Reality of the Rose. I'm your host, Natalie Sprink.
Well, I have a guest today. Hello, Jody.
Hi there.
Okay, so Jody was my first Rose interview. You were my first Rose interview. That's been a long time ago. When was that?
Must have been a year.
Been a year ago?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. And Jody doesn't watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette or any Bachelor shows, but I was wanting to do sort of a, like I do often, and run down all the women from Joey's season. And so I felt like it might be for, I've never done this with a person. I've always done this by myself.
Okay.
Just so you know, so the pressure's on.
Oh, great.
Okay. So I thought it'd be fun to have somebody do it with me, and even more fun to do it with me who doesn't watch. And I don't know why. I just think it would be, and because it's you. So,
okay. Thanks. I think.
Plus, like, you know, you're my last resort. I mean,
just kidding.
You're welcome.
So we have, we're drinking some Bloody Mary wine. Cheers.
Cheers.
Which I'm sure people are saying, what the hell is Bloody Mary wine? What is it?
Bloody Mary wine is from a winery in Eau Claire called Bemis Bluff. I have some family members who highly recommended it. So,
she got me for me for Christmas.
Yeah,
and I'm so sharing it with her.
So I made a mad dash and bought, six bottles.
Did you?
Yeah. And then just kind of gave a couple away. And
I mean, it really does taste like a sweet Bloody Mary is really what it tastes like. I mean, it doesn't really taste like wine.
No.
It just does taste more like it would be good if I put a couple olives in there or a pickle or something.
Yes.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll be drinking wine. So maybe we'll get more laughy as the podcast goes on. Anyway, first I wanted to tell everyone that if they haven't listened to Nick Vile's podcast with Clayton Eckard, that it's like an absolute must listen to, especially if you're a Bachelor person. I even think you would find it interesting.
Okay.
Because it's like crazy the, like what this woman, so just in a nutshell for those who have forgotten, probably about 8 or 9 months ago, a woman accused Clayton of getting her pregnant and then getting her pregnant with twins. And he has denied it. And she keeps sort of defaming his name in public and on social media, and like called friends and family of his and try to make him look like this terrible person. And he's never really told the full story, but he went on Nick's podcast, and it was about a 2-hour podcast. And he starts at the very, very beginning, and he gives every single detail until now. And she's actually, if she was telling the truth, she would be due on Valentine's Day, which also is an ironic day for that to be. But it is a crazy story. I feel like it could be a documentary. It's so interesting. So I think it was just last week released. So if you go to Nick Vile's, The Vile Files, you'll see it. It's one of the most recent podcasts, but it is so, so, so good and just insane. So now we are going to do this format with the women, and we'll see how this works. We might like have to just wing it if it starts going downhill fast. So I have in front of me all of the girls' bios on ABC. On like the Bachelor website. But also, if you listen to me normally, you know that I really sort of judge them more based on their Instagram profile. Well, their profile, I mean, their whole Instagram, their posts, their stories, whatever they have. And so I'm going to start off reading like their name, their age, where they're from, and their little bio fun facts, and see if, and then, I'm sorry, and then give their Instagram handle so then we can all look her up. And then I'm going to have Jody, first of all, look and see if she can guess what the person does for a living. But then also we're just going to judge her. So
because that's what good women do.
That's right. I mean, you know, women supporting women. But when it comes to Bachelor, I mean, you have to like have some fun with it. So it's all good fun. We don't know them. We're just judging for fun. Okay. Are we ready?
Sure.
Okay. First woman's name is Allison, and Allison is 26.
How do you spell her name?
A. Well, I'll give you the handle. In just
I'm
second.
Sorry.
Okay,
calm down.
You're messing it. Calm down. Just calm down. It's okay.
That is my favorite podcast.
Okay. No.
Who's that? Calm Down with Erin and Carissa.
Oh, yeah. I don't it's listen football. To that. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. She's from Philadelphia, and her handle is A, I'll just spell it, A-L-L-I-S-O-N-H-O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. So Allison Hollinger.
Is it the one that's followed by Reality of the Rose?
Yes. Okay. That's me.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So she currently has, just of interest, she currently has 3,016 followers. Okay. Let me read her fun facts first. She has won many costume contests. She enjoys a fruity gin spritz. Ugh, that does not sound good. Mm-mm. Allison loves getting dressed up for fancy dinners. Okay, what does her Instagram look like? All her bio has is Philadelphia. I'm going to play her story and see what her story just has food. And that's it. So that does not tell us one thing. What's funny is that as the seasons progress, this is the girl. I just saw this on my Instagram last night. Her sister is also on this season.
On this season?
Yes.
With her?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know that till last night.
Okay, how do you think others are going to feel? Are they going to actually reveal that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but they're sisters.
Dang.
Now, we've had a couple seasons ago, there was twin brothers on. But they both got eliminated the first night. But I mean, it would be very easy for one to get eliminated one night and the other one to go
sure.
on. But so there's really no, she can't like have a, they, it doesn't really give them a leg up or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say is it's so interesting because they, as the seasons progress, I mean, everyone's Instagram looks so professional and curated.
Okay.
You know, it just seems like no one's Instagram anymore is just like, you know, a random picture of them just sitting there on their deck and smiling.
I can tell you, I do not have a random picture like that with me.
You don't?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. No. No swimsuits.
No swimming suits.
No short dresses.
Okay. No. Looks like she travels, or I don't know. Bonjour. She has one that was posted on June 23rd that looks like she's in France.
Yeah.
Here's her one with her and her sister.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. They look alike.
They do.
I don't think they're twin sisters, but I don't know.
Yeah.
She's cute.
She is. She's giving me a little bit of Kim K vibe.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel I might see that a lot.
Yeah, like this one. She really looks like her walking on the beach. What just looking at this, what would you think she does for a living first?
Probably.
It's okay to be wrong.
I want to say this is so stressful.
and this one, I'll give you a hint because some of them have like goofy career path,
okay.
Like it's something dumb, but this is like a legit
okay.
career path.
I feel, does she work at a flower shop?
No.
No?
Nope, she's a realtor.
Okay.
Sure. But on here, it does say realtor / Lauren's sister. So obviously they are going to just like say like, oh man, she doesn't have many posts
Mm-mm.
at all. So this is another thing, FYI, a lot of contestants, period. When they go on The Bachelorette or Bachelor, they scrub they scrub their Instagrams, which means they go through and delete any posts mm-hmm. that
could
A, just they don't like or could be incriminating or cause a controversy or
sure.
any of that. So more than likely that her Instagram was way bigger than this, especially don't you think by just the looks of it?
I would think
she looks like she would post a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Her first post is not until February 13th, 2022. I think she will. Okay. Let's also do this. How far do you think she'll go in the season? I know you've never watched the show.
Like, well, I haven't watched it since Tristan Ryan. So what,
okay.
the second season, the
but
first Bachelorette.
I don't feel like that takes any like educated, like I feel like she, man, this is going to be hard. I wonder, she seems to me like she would be a good fit with Joey, I think. Because well, she looks nice to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and obviously she likes to travel, and I feel like any young professional person...
Excuse me. Sorry.
Do you Excuse edit me. That out?
Ooh, no. I just blew everyone's eardrums out. Oh, also Joey's 28. She's 26. Okay. I'm going to say, I don't think she'll go to the end. I think she's going to I'm going to write this down. I think she'll make it
halfway.
Yeah. No, I even think she's only going to make it a third of the way through. Okay. All right. Next person is Autumn. Autumn is 26. She's from St. Louis.
Oh,
we might have to root for her. Mm-hmm. Okay. Her Instagram is AUTTIEWAGS. Audie Wags.
Oh, Wagner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So except she has two G's.
Oh, yeah. It's even with an O at the end.
Mm-hmm. She's cute.
She is cute.
I like her already.
She's got 5,899 followers. Let's see what her story is. Also food. Okay, here, I'm going to play it out loud. So why is this not playing? Oh, her story doesn't have sound. Pretty sure my eyeballs are frozen and it says -8. Where does she live? St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. Oh, sorry. That's so loud.
I like her. She's got really pretty teeth.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read her fun facts. Okay. Autumn spontaneously got a lip tattoo at a music festival. Owie. Owie. Dang. Autumn doesn't understand why going through TSA takes so long. I can't mm-hmm. argue. Mm-hmm. Autumn loves to get rowdy while watching college football. I like her too. Mm-hmm. Those are all fun facts.
If she's into sports, she's going to go places. And that's her mother.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Look at their eyes.
I know.
Holy, they're almost creepy. This girl looks like somebody. Oh my, that looks fake.
I don't know who that is.
I feel like that filter is.
Yeah.
Sleeveless turtlenecks don't really make sense, but I love them.
She definitely likes to have a good time.
But she also doesn't look bitchy.
No, she looks sweet.
She looks like a fun girl, too. She's in Las Vegas. Oh, I like her too mm-hmm. a lot. First guess what she is.
Oh,
she's also 26.
She's a school teacher.
No, but that's a great guess. I feel like she does look like a school teacher.
Like, you know, she's all professional and put together
totally
during the day. And then when she's not there, she's
no, ready to I would go. Have that is a great guess. She is actually, this is very generic, but it's just an account executive. So I don't know. Man, I think she's going to go far. I like her. And this is hard because obviously we have 28 more women to go through. So
how many?
There's 30 women.
Oh my gosh.
Total.
There's 20. Okay.
She's eating pizza.
I might need another glass of wine.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. No. Yes, we will.
Yeah. I like her.
Here's St. Louis. She's from, I have to root for her. I'm going to say she makes it to the final six.
And she's at a lot of sporting events.
Yeah,
she's a basketball.
Okay. Is she a Cardinals fan?
Yep, there was a baseball one at the
Oh yeah,
stadium.
I see. Let's see. Did she scrub she's hers girlfriend. Much? Her
no, whole, I don't
no
think
she's
so.
Got a lot of posts. Holy crap. So she's got a Sooner top off for the Sooners. Wonder if that's where she went to school.
I don't know, but he's cute, whoever he is. So she forgot to scrub that.
He is cute. Maybe it's her brother though.
Maybe. He's got nice teeth too. I'm all about
You're
the teeth.
All about the teeth.
I am a teeth person.
Oh, wait a second.
She's just way too cute.
Texas sucks.
Ooh, she drinks High Noon, so I like her more already.
Oh, really? Yeah. And they're pineapple, too. What does her shirt say?
Whiskey Bent Hellbound 24.
I like her. Mm-hmm. She looks really fun. Okay. And she doesn't, her Instagram doesn't look, super curated.
No.
I mean, it's all, with a friend or being goofy or...
Yeah,
exactly. It's not like a forced, posing with a swimming suit up against a wall kind of a thing.
Right.
Well, except for that one. But that's a fun one. It's not right. Like...
That was 3 years ago.
I mean, if I looked like that, I would put that on too. Mm-hmm. But everything else is just like, I like her. Okay.
Natural.
Okay. Chandler.
See, I love that name.
I love Chandler. I'm reading his book now. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, mm-mm. I'm about halfway through. Also, for any Friends fans, it's a definite must read, but it is a little difficult to read as far as how bad his addiction was. Mm. It's hardcore. I had no clue how bad he was for a very, very long time. And it doesn't seem like he had many breaks where he was clean.
Really?
I mean, it's crazy. He was telling this one story. Sorry, I'm off track here, but he was telling this one story about how he was clean at the time, but he got injured. And then his doctor gave him one Vicodin and he loved it. And I think he said within 3 months, he was taking 55 a day, 55 Vicodin a day. Yeah. I mean, like I had to read it 3 times to make sure I was like a day.
Oh my God.
So then he talked about how difficult it was to actually get 55 a day.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
That. Anyway, that's like skimming the surface of it. I mean, it's crazy, but it's a good book, but it's just hard to listen. It's hard to, it's almost a miracle he hasn't died like 100 times
sure,
before.
Absolutely.
Okay. Chandler is 24. She's from New York City. And her Instagram handle is Chandler. So Chandler. Then Dewgard. She is, okay, let me read her fun facts. She's got 1,941 followers only right now. Okay, her fun facts are Chandler once gave herself bangs. Chandler loves a good Sunday fun day. And Chandler is seriously afraid of lightning. So guaranteed she will probably, if she goes on a date with him, it will be during a storm and they will make it lightning.
Oh, sure. Makes sense. I wonder if she has a high stress job because all of her pictures are very like calm and relaxing. I feel like,
I guess this could be, it's not a classic high stress job. I'll say that.
Okay. Maybe she just doesn't like to be amongst a lot of people post.
That's it. Like I always look for that. If they don't have any pictures with anyone, they aren't all by herself. That's kind of strange.
She's cute though.
No, she's beautiful. She's really looking.
Yeah, she's like that naturally pretty person. Like I don't feel like she needs to put a lot of effort into makeup and things like that.
Right.
I think she's just naturally pretty.
It's hard to tell much from her from these pictures
because
they're literally just either pictures of like the beach or something or just her.
Yeah.
And it doesn't show you anything about her.
Mm-mm.
Here's one from back in 2021. It looks like it's not graduation.
Oh, 2022. She's at a concert.
Oh, okay. See like that
so
one.
She lived on the edge
like
once.
A graduation?
Must be college graduation. How old is she? 24?
She is 24, yes. Okay, what do you think she does?
Oh, boy.
I don't know, though. I don't think... I don't know why. I'm just getting a vibe that she's not... It feels like she'll be too low-key. And, like, she won't stand out. And she won't really put herself out there. And she just doesn't seem like Joey's type. Because I know Joey.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, I'm glad you do.
Yeah. I'm going to say she's going to go home night one, but what do you think she has for a job?
Gosh.
Night one.
She's not a hairdresser.
Nope.
This is so hard to guess. Honestly, I don't know.
Graphic designer.
Oh.
I don't know why. I don't know what a graphic designer looks like, but it's not that. I wouldn't have guessed that.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Krissa is next. Krissa is 26. She's from Canada.
And her Instagram is CHRISSAPEREZ, Chrissa Perez. Whoops. Wait, how come I, did I, did you find some? Did it come up for you? Oh, she's a good time. 1,660 followers.
Lots of pictures.
Drinking wine. Yep, there's a friend. There's her.
Helicopter. She's adventurous.
It says point of view 2023 at the best job ever.
She's a sports reporter.
This is another very generic. No, she's not. And it's nothing to do with sports, I don't think. It's another very generic. Ew. I don't like this picture. The way she's standing.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's like she's
not to stick her chest out.
Fall off or something.
And it also makes it looks like she's literally standing like this with her chest looks.
I think she is.
I think she is too. Why are you doing that? Don't do that. here's her at a wedding.
She likes to golf. She likes to fly. Is she a pilot? She's in the front. Okay.
I mean, unless she flies, let's see if they say. Here's her fun facts. Chrissa is super athletic, but can't ride a bike. Chrissa is a Christmas birthday baby. Chrissa loves a competitive game of Scrabble. Let's see. I'll just see if it says anything about her flying and her thing. No.
No.
I think, though, to me, it looks like she might be like the fun girl on the show.
She reminds me a little of Jesse James Decker.
Yeah, I could see that. She is by a lot. Here's her by a helicopter again. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say anything about, I don't think, unless I'm not reading it well. Okay, so you want to take a stab at what she does?
Well, I said pilot.
Okay, so you're wrong.
And a sports reporter.
It's,
and
that was okay, two guesses. Marketing director.
Okay, I mean, yeah, it's very
just generic. But I'm going to say that she's going to be a party girl. Like, she's going to be the fun. Like, everyone like will like her.
The troops,
yeah,
kind of.
Okay. Everyone will like her, but I don't think she'll go. Everyone will like her, but halfway through. Like, I think maybe she'll be, like, the entertaining one that the producer will keep her on just because she makes good TV.
Okay.
And they'll, like, make him keep her on for, like, at least half the show or season. So that just because she's fun. That's what I would say. Halfway through. Okay. Oh, shit. Let me make sure that my 30 minutes isn't up. It's not. Okay. Next.
We've only gone through 3 and 30 minutes. We're in trouble.
I know. Shit, we are. Okay. Daisy is next. She's 25. She's from Becker, Minnesota. And her Instagram is Daisy Kent, Daisy Y Kent. So just Daisy, D-A-I-S-Y, then another Y, and then Kent, K-E-N-T.
Oh, she's cute too. She's got to be a school teacher. Oh, she has a cochlear implant.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is she a school teacher?
No. She's not. Her fun facts are, Daisy enjoys singing in her car at the top of her lungs. No one loves ice cream more than Daisy. No one. And Daisy dreams of becoming a best-selling author. Oh, she does look like a school teacher.
Doesn't she? Elementary, kindergarten, preschool, something like that.
But she's also super cute.
But she's an account executive. Just phoned it.
God, spoiler. Okay, who is this little baby, I wonder, in her life?
I don't know. It's cute.
Surely it's not. Is it her baby, maybe? Because some of these people have kids. She's only 25. Let's see.
Oh, did she write a book? Daisy Do All the Sounds She Knew, available on Amazon, link in bio. If she quit shaking that book, I could see. I can't see.
Oh, here. It's like a story of growing up in a tree farm, and now, well, Daisy, now let's see. She doesn't say anything about writing a book in her thing, but where's that?
Not the very first one.
Oh. Daisy Do. I do too. It does say
December 30th of 2021.
Yeah, because it says Daisy Kent at the top. That's her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, I like her too. And she looks also like she's a super fun.
Bubbly.
Fun and bubbly, yeah. Dang it. I hate this. Oh, here's a still shot of her with the book. All the sounds she knew.
Is that what her hearing?
So she does have a cochlear. What did you see? Oh, here. Implant. Here it is.
Yeah. And like one of the second pictures.
Okay. So definitely. Okay. So that changes everything. There has only been one other person that has had an hearing impairment on The Bachelor. And I will bet you any amount of money that they will focus on that. She's definitely, she's going to make it far. I hate to say that because because she has that doesn't mean that's the only reason she's going to go far, because she does look so cute and fun. And I just want to squeeze her. Dang. She's going to make it to, I'm going to also say the top six. Okay. Final six. Cute. Next one is, oh, we didn't tell her what she is an account executive.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah. You already said that.
I found it.
Okay. You have to remember that I don't remember past what I said 2 minutes ago. So.
Well, I don't either. So.
Edwina is next. She's 25 from Atlanta, Georgia. Her fun facts are she really wants to learn how to play tennis. She is terrified of cats. Oh, she really wants to learn how to play tennis because he's a tennis
player. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Edwina once flew to Paris for a day just to see the Eiffel Tower. Well, that must be nice. Okay, Instagram.
I'm on her already.
Oh, what the hell? For everyone else, it's Edwina. E-W-I-N-A. Oh, shoot. What did I do? Dot. D-O-R-B-O-R.
She's beautiful.
Let me see what her story is. Okay, her story is of her working out.
She's a very classy dresser. She's into fashion and makeup.
She does
and exercise.
Ooh.
I feel like she might be a little.
Let me see. How many followers does she have? Oh, she's got 11,300 followers. Video creator. Is that what it says? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see what her actually official. She says entrepreneur is all her bio says in here. You know, I though feel like, and I don't mean to say this in a mean way, but she looks like she could also be a little bitchy.
Like some of her,
like she's
pictures are
beautiful,
a little
beautiful,
gorgeous, she's
gorgeous,
absolutely gorgeous.
But like, I feel like I shouldn't say that because it makes it sound like I'm just saying like all influencers are like full of themselves. But I'm gonna say that she has the possibility to be a villain. But she also has a bit, like that also is a little bit of a Kim K
vibe. Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm. But she is so pretty.
She's very
pretty.
Like this is a little like Cardi B look.
Totally. Like, doesn't she look like she has a little bit of Asian in her? Wonder what her mix is, like what she is.
Ethnicity? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Ethnicity, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay, I'm gonna say there's a chance for her to be a villain. Villain possibility. And I'm gonna say halfway through. I better start picking people that aren't gonna last because not everyone can get halfway through.
So was she a flight attendant at one point?
Oh. Maybe.
Oh, I assume so.
Come fly with me.
Yeah. Yeah, she's
either that or she poses at one as one.
Oh, nope, there she is again.
Oh, when was that?
2019. So that explains some of the
travel. So she,
that's probably how she got to the Eiffel Tower in one day.
Okay.
She didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
She was a flight attendant.
Yes, that makes much more sense.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So she used to be a flight attendant. It doesn't say that anymore. Well, maybe it says it in her bio and I just didn't read it. Okay. Next is Erica. Erica's 25 from... Okay, sorry, it cut us off. We were just sitting here chatting about Erica and it was not even recording. So just as a quick little rundown on Erica, we do not think she's going to make it far. She's going to be a night one girl because her Instagram's just kind of, it's hard to even read her. And I don't know, I just don't think she looks really that exciting.
But she's got awesome hair.
Yeah, do love her hair for sure. Okay, the next one is Evelyn. She's 29. She is from San Antonio, Texas. Her Instagram is Evelyn.Marie. So Evalin.Marie, just how it sounds, Marie. And her fun facts are, we decided we have to go a little bit faster here. Erica loves to paint and sip. She can sleep literally anywhere as long, I'd already said that. That's Erica. Sorry.
I can't get it.
We're on Evelyn.
E-L-Y-N.
E-V-A.
Oh, E-V-A.
Sorry. I might have not even said that. Evalin.Marie. She's gorgeous. Holy. She's 29.
Dang, I like her.
She's
final. Is there a final four?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, that's where she's going.
Okay. So she's a nanny. Her fun facts are she is a Hamilton fan. Woo! Evelyn really wants to go on a lunch date with Charity Lawson, who is the last Bachelorette.
Okay,
and Evelyn isn't really a bucket list kind of person. Oh, man. I
like her.
Like her a lot. Mm-hmm. She's freaking so pretty, too. Wow.
Yeah, she's a good time because she changes her hair a lot. And how fun would that be? Have hair and to be able to change as so much as she
change
does.
It. Yes, although she doesn't gorgeous. Have many pictures with friends, though.
No. Maybe it's about her.
Well, maybe. And there always is some that are about her that go. She is just gorgeous, though. Holy she cats! Is. But she seems fun, even with her fun facts. I kind of like her fun facts. She looks a little bit like Rachel Lindsay, who was also a Bachelorette a few seasons back.
She's got great teeth.
Okay, so I'm gonna say that Jody says final four. I'm gonna say, final six at least. Okay, next person is Jen. Okay, I think this is the one I really, really like. She's 25 from Miami, Florida. Her Instagram is JenTranx. She's been popping up on my Instagram a lot because I followed these girls a little while ago and her stories are really fun.
Oh, she's pretty.
And she seems like just, I loved her.
Is she a kindergarten teacher?
Let me look.
One of these girls has to be.
Okay.
She looks like.
Jen, no, she's a PA student.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Dang, she's going to have a huge patient panel.
Yeah, right? She's 25. Her fun facts are that she knows that aliens are real. Yeah! Jen doesn't leave home without chapstick. I agree with that. And Shawn Mendes' music regularly makes Jen cry.
I love her
already.
Final two.
Final two?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go with you on that because I love her too. And for anyone who doesn't know what a PA is, just in case, that means she's a physician's assistant. But that's what her story that I watched that day was mm-hmm. her getting ready for like, this is a day, this is how I get ready on the day in the life of a PA.
Oh.
And she did that. And then she also did like a little makeup tutorial. But while she did it, she was just talking to the people, just like making conversation. And she was so fun. I love her. Okay. So Jen is going to the final two. Next person is Jess. She's 24 from San Diego. Her Instagram is Jessica Edwards. And in case there's several of them that pop up, she actually has 3 underscores after her name.
Is it one word?
Yeah. Jessica Edwards, all one word, but 3 underscores after Edwards. And Jess,
she's cute.
Is 24. She's an executive assistant from San Diego. Her fun facts are, Jess describes her personal aesthetic as country glamour.
I believe that.
Jess read her first book for fun last summer. And Jess is a sucker for a pretty view. I feel like, let's see if she has a story.
She looks young.
Yeah, she's like her 20, style's 24.
Young, which I have no style, so I can't. My style is t-shirt and jeans, comfy. 1990s comfy.
Yep. Comfy.
She's adventurous. I mean, she skis, snowboards.
Her and a puppy.
She likes to get dressed up to go to a pumpkin patch.
Oh, look at that. Stagecoach. She went to Stagecoach. I feel like, though, I'm not either.
Mm-mm. She's super cute. But...
I also think she's just going to be too young. 24-year-olds rarely make it that far because they're just too long.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 28, which isn't like super old, but I say she's going to only make it a quarter of the way.
I say first night.
Okay, you're going to say first night. Jody, night one. Okay, next one is Caitlin. Her Instagram is KateLynDeBacker. Wait. She doesn't have any. She only has 946.
Caitlin, what was it?
KateLynDeBacker. B-A. So Caitlin DeBacker, which is her name.
She looks very young. She's beautiful, but she looks very young.
She's 25. She's a radio chemist. I don't know what that is. The radio chemist bought her first home at only 23 years old and has big plans for a future career in medicine. When she isn't hard at work, Caitlin, blah, blah, blah. She's proud of her Vietnamese heritage and is looking for a problem. Okay, so her fun facts are Caitlin's a cribbage queen. She really struggles with putting away her laundry, and she loves heights. The higher, the better. Who says that?
That's why I was speechless. I'm like, who likes putting away laundry? I mean, honestly.
Well, that's right. I love it.
Yes, it's my favorite thing
I do
ever.
Love to clean my kitchen, but.
Yeah, you're weird.
Mm-hmm. I am.
But I'm okay with that.
But okay, I like to be weird.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. She might be a little too. If she wants to pursue a career in medicine, she's not going to want to settle down. And he's doing this so he can find his person.
That's
so,
true.
She's
good
not.
Point, Jody. See, there you go.
I'm getting the hang
That's
of
what
it.
We're looking for. But also,
one out of 32. She,
she also just doesn't. I don't know why she just doesn't. So, oh, why?
Oh,
she's all S&M'd out.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that? Goodness sakes.
Halloween.
Oh,
bottle,
she just
hopefully.
Goes to have drinks like that.
Oh,
she has a post from 2022 with all kinds of straps.
It's supposed
and,
to be like a revenge picture.
It says assassin at Ren Fair.
Oh, Renaissance something maybe.
Maybe, but it's lots That's of straps there. I didn't know that they were into that. Anyway, okay. So what are we going to say?
Night one.
Okay. So night one. Sorry, Caitlin.
Yeah.
All right. Next is Kayla. Kayla is 27 from Hamilton, Ohio. K-A-Y-L-A Rogers with a D-R-O-D-G-E-R-S.
I wonder how many times she's asked
if she's her last name.
No, if she's related to Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know. She's from Hamilton, Ohio, so probably never.
Oh, she's cute.
Let me see what her bio says.
Is she a school teacher?
Well, let's find out. Kayla. Ooh, close.
Really?
Yes, a guidance counselor.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Finally. Hamilton, Ohio, 27. She once stopped traffic to save a baby duckling.
She looks like she would do that.
She really loves Harry Potter, and she dreams of eating her way around the world. Now, that is my kind of girl. Mm-hmm. I would love to eat my way around the world.
My way around the county.
Yeah, I'll eat the way around my house.
My office, it doesn't matter.
Right, this room.
Yeah.
Let's go get some food.
This table.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she's like family friend oriented, it looks like.
She's not going to make it though.
I don't think.
But I also think she looks like one of those girls, like I said earlier, I forget who it was. Like she kind of could be like the fun girl who might make it far.
That's a super pretty picture.
Just, oh, it is. Yeah. But she does look like the life of the party. And also her Instagram's not
in like
so,
a good way, not the crazy drunk party person.
Like,
the
fun person that everybody
get
wants
the party
around.
Started, kind of, yeah. Like, let's go.
And almost every picture has a friend in it or multiple friends. Yeah, I think I'm going to put her. Yeah, that's night one.
Mm-hmm. Well, she made it to night one.
Well, that's her limo exit, so I hope she does. Okay, I feel like I don't think he'll pick her.
No.
Definitely, but I bet she'll make it further through because I bet you the producers were like her. Okay. So I'm going to say over halfway. Okay. Okay. Kelsey A. Kelsey A is from New Orleans. She's 25 and it's starts with the underscore. So it's underscore, then K-E-L-S-E-Y, another underscore, and then Anderson.
Oh, she's pretty.
Let me look at her. What's her name again?
Kelsey Anderson. You said she's young. She's
25.
She looks young.
Junior project manager. Fun facts are Kelsey. Oh, there's two Kelseys. Kelsey A. She's Kelsey A. Only needs 12 hours to plan an international getaway. Often wonders how the world would be different if social media didn't exist. Well, we know. We know how the world is if social media doesn't exist. In ways, it's much better. Mm-hmm. And she takes pride in her gift-giving abilities. Okay, let's see. Did she run track? I'm running the Crescent City Classic as a charity runner for Covenant House.
Hmm.
She's pretty, but I'm not feeling her either. I don't know why. I just don't know why. Like, just get a, she looks like, I'm not like, I use this phrase endearingly, but she looks a bit boring to me.
Yeah, all of her pictures are pretty
safe,
I guess.
Like half of them, well, I say that and then I turn to a few that she's smiling really big, but a lot of her pictures, she's not really even smiling. I'm not feeling
She just looks like she's uncomfortable in some of her pictures. Like she doesn't want to be.
I agree. I feel, yes.
The attention or something.
Kind of
like she, I'm here, I'll take a picture quick and I'm out of here.
Or I feel like I should be posting something, so I'm going to kind of pose awkwardly, but yet. I'm not really that good at this.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think. So usually you ask, I'm sorry, I totally ignored your question about how many go home the first night. It depends. It's different every season, but usually between, sometimes 10 have gone home and sometimes like 4 have gone home.
Okay.
So it's hard to say, but I feel like she might be night one. Are you good with that?
Sure.
Next is Kelsey T. She's 31. She is
old. You go, girl.
Okay. This one is K-E-L-S-E-Y as well. And then, but it's Toussaint. So it's T-O-U-S-S-A-N-T. And, okay, let's see. Kelsey.
She's an actor and a realtor.
Well.
Compass.
Okay, she's from LA. She's 31. Her fun facts are she likes when wild lizards crawl into her hands.
Ew.
Okay. Is she insane? She describes herself as a grade A hype woman, and she wants to thank Destiny's Child for getting her through her adolescence.
Well, I think she's still in that.
Oh. I don't get that outfit at all.
Either.
What? That's so weird. Wait, how come her? How come it's like looks? I don't. Why know. Are they circles?
The bubbles. Yeah.
Is that a new Instagram thing that's possible? Okay, all you young people out there, Kelsey Toussaint's Instagram, her feed, when you're looking at like her bio page, is all in circles. They're not squares. Is that a new feature? I'm just interested. Oh, it says right here. The circles, new feature.
Welcome to the podcast.
I just answered. She answered my question. Yeah. So well, the circles, new feature, switch to light mode for full effect.
Gotcha.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. I'm.
Well, actually, look, it's easier to look at each picture for some reason. Yeah, circles, it is. Isn't it? It is. I kind of like that effect because you get a better feel for like just as a glance. But again, she's just like mostly her in most of these pictures again.
Right.
I'm also not really feeling her either. Mm-mm. But up like when you look at the post like that, I don't like it.
Yeah.
With the circle.
Yeah.
Definitely not feeling her at all. I don't think she looks like Joey's type. For some reason, she looks too serious. No, not serious. I don't know. I'm just going to say third of the way through. Actually, I don't even, no, I'm still going to say night one. I don't think she's going to. Okay. Next one is Kyra. Kyra's 26. Kyra's Instagram is kyra.bru. SCH.
Dang.
Whoa. Holy model. Good gracious. She has got a body to die for. She does. Holy man. Let's see about Kyra.
She seems high maintenance.
She's a paralegal. She's 26. Her fun facts are she makes the best kung pao tofu. She loves to look through her old yearbooks, and she's her go-to dance move is the classic sway side to side to side. Where's she from? Miami.
She likes to go to dinner.
She likes swimming suits.
She does.
I mean, again, I guess if I look like her, I would too. She's playing tennis. Oh, here, look at she's.
When is that from?
April 2023. So it's not just for Joey.
I was going to say. Well, would she have been casted back then?
No.
No.
They don't cast that early. Mm. Okay, so she's like, oh, she's really pretty, though.
She is really pretty.
Dang. I'm going to say because she plays tennis and she is hot.
She is.
She'll go at least halfway through. Oopsie. Sorry about that. Okay. Halfway through. Okay. Next is Lainey. Lainey's Instagram is lanie.latsios.
She's cute. She looks young. Did you read her?
No, I didn't yet. Lainey, stand by. Lainey.
She looks like Mary Kate. Is that who that is?
She's 27. She does not look 27. I mean, not that 27 is old.
Olsen.
Oh my God, she totally
That's
does.
What I thought it was. I was like, wait a minute.
Holy. Philadelphia. She's from Philadelphia. Her fun facts are she lives for a good happy hour. She doesn't mess with sharks under any circumstances, and she hopes to buy a house in Greece one day. Wow. Wouldn't we all? She is, did I say that? She's a realtor.
This is a really pretty picture.
She totally looks like Mary Kate and Ashley,
mm-hmm,
though.
Mm-hmm. But then in some of the other ones, she doesn't. So I guess I kind of like her because she's,
she also looks like that natural beauty.
Yes.
Like she doesn't need to wear makeup.
Some of her pictures aren't all dolled up. They're very natural. So I like that.
Like that first one you showed me with her sitting in that chair. She just, that looks like a, I like her. I like her.
I'll say halfway.
I'm going to say final six. Ooh, I'm going on a limb. final six. I just have to make sure that I'm not, I don't have more than six in my final six. Okay. Next we're Lauren. So this is the sister.
Oh.
Okay. So hers is Lauren. And then if you remember, it was Hollinger. Like, so it's Hollinger. There is an underscore after her. So, cause there's a few others. So it's Lauren Hollinger, all one word and then underscore. And she, as a reminder,
she must be the younger sister.
She is Alice. Okay. So no, Lauren's 28. Allison's 26.
Really?
Uh-huh. So Allison and Lauren, she, okay, hang on. Let me go to Lauren. Lauren's a registered nurse. She is also from Philadelphia. Allison's sister. Lauren is an avid voice texter. She finds cleaning to be therapeutic. And Lauren went through a serious punk phase, spikes and chains included. What did I say about Allison? I said halfway through.
I'll say three quarters.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I just glanced at that and I thought of Allie.
Mm-hmm.
When I just glanced at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't really when you look at it, but it's probably the hair color. I would agree that she, what did we have halfway through for her? I think she will go, oh, I have only a third of the way for Allison. I agree. I think she'll go further. What'd you say?
I don't remember. I said three quarters. She went further than her sister.
I think you said that's three quarters.
That's what we'll go
Let's go three quarters. Which okay, top six. Which is, technically probably top six. Like, let's say final six. We better count those because we're getting close to having six for the final six. Okay. Leah is only 23. So I already feel like I am going to, yeah. But for shits and grins, L-E-A dot C-A-Y-A-N-A-N.
Oh, she's cute.
She, let me read her bio.
Oh, Portia.
Actually, her name is Maria, but she goes by Leah. She's 23. She's an account manager from Hawaii. Her fun facts are she was on the canoe paddling team in high school. Interesting. Leah plays the flute and would love to teach music. And Leah is a cliff diving enthusiast.
Oh, he'll like that.
Yeah, I bet he will. And she's from Hawaii and she lives in Hawaii. I mean, he lives in Hawaii currently.
Oh.
He's from Pennsylvania, sure. But he lives in Hawaii.
Top six.
But she's only 23. Yeah. Okay, this is what I'd say about her. He's going to really like her. And she looks fun on her little thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet he'll decide in the end she's too young. So I'm just going to say over halfway. That's generic, I know, but that's what I'm going to say. Okay, Lexi is next. Let me make sure we're good on time. We're doing pretty good now.
That's good because my battery's going to...
Oh, well, we can plug it in. At the 30-minute point, we'll go get a thing. Okay. Sorry, I'm distracted here.
Sorry.
Lexi is L-E-X-I, just L-E-X-I, L-E-X-I... C-O-L-E-T-T-E, Young, Y-O-U-N-G. It's a really long one. So Lexi Colette Young. She's 30. So another old one. A digital strategist from Atlanta, Georgia, whose fun facts are she loves to play poker. She cannot live without her self-tanning mousse, and her life goal is to run a marathon. Ooh, I kind of like her fun facts. And I also like that she's 30. Okay. So a little tidbit about Lexi. We know she definitely makes it to a first date because I don't know why The Bachelor does this, but it's right here. And it's on her feed. It's the first thing you see, but this commercial has been on numerous times where there, you can actually see them sitting down for a date.
Okay.
So we at least know she gets a first date and they kiss.
Okay.
So unless they're trying to tease us and she only gets a first, but usually if you get the first date, you really make it far. So I'm almost going to just say final six for her because, but why do they do that? Why do they spoil? To me, I don't want to know anyone who gets a date ahead of time. I just want to be surprised. All right. Next is Medina. Funky Cole Medina. Did you get that?
I did.
are you too young for that song? Oh my God, are you serious?
Well, I know the song. I just...
God, that makes me feel really old. I was...
Is it M-A-D or M-E-D?
Sorry. It's M... Oh. Her Instagram is D-I-N-A... L-Y-N-E. So it's...
Dina Lynn.
Medina Alam, but Dina Lenny. Don't ask me why she has that Instagram.
Licensed therapist speaker. Oh, her first little biopic is a little
cracky. Mental health therapist from Charlotte, North Carolina. Her fun facts are Medina loves to unwind with a face mask and a cup of tea. She's a big supporter of color-coded organization. Okay.
I like her
I
more.
Knew you would. Medina has never been camping and doesn't see that changing. I'm with her there. Yeah. I'm kind of liking her fun facts too. Fresh styles.
All of her posts are very serious.
You know what? Kind of. She's going to be the villain. That's what I'm going to say. Definite villain. I'm feeling the definite villain. Because she's going to be the 30-year-old who thinks that she knows more than them, all the rest of them, because she's like one of the older ones. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be like condescending to all the young girls.
She's probably try to self-diagnose if she's a therapist.
Yes. She's a mental health therapist. I mean, she's very pretty.
She is.
She also has like a kind of exotic-y look.
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she might be trouble, though.
Yeah, I think she... Okay, so she is going to be the villain. I'm not even going to say how far she's going to go. I'm just going to say she's going to be the villain. So that usually gets her at least halfway through. Next is Maria. She's 29. We've had three old ones here in a row. 30, 31, and 29. She's from Canada. Her is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, dot G-E-O-R... G-A-S. And Maria is 29. She's an executive assistant from Ontario. Her fun facts are she loves a good disposable camera photo shoot. She dreams of eating sushi in Japan, and she's obsessed with horror movies.
Mm.
Let's see.
She looks a little bit like Lady Gaga.
I could see that, but only
her
with
eyebrows
dark
or
hair.
Something. Yeah. I don't know. She doesn't really smile that much.
No. She also looks boring to me. I don't think she'll make it far. I don't get a good vibe from her. Is this her dad? The man, the myth, the legend. Happy birthday, Pops. Yep. Look at her dad.
Yeah. He looks like he'd be
like
a Kiss.
An X-ray. Next rocker for sure. Yeah, she's not going to make it far. I'm just going to say like night two or three. All right, Marlena. Hang on, let me see how long we got here. Okay, I'm just going to, let's stop here and we'll resume in a second. Okay, bye. Okay, we're on the downhill stretch. We are on Marlena. Marlena's 26 from West Palm Beach, Florida. Her Instagram is Marlena, M-A-R-L-E-N-A, dot Alexia, A-L-E-X-I-A.
She's pretty.
Marlena is a... finance writer. She's 26, Florida. Fun facts are she loves to read books by candlelight. Nothing makes Marlena happier than puppies. Nothing. When Marlena golfs, she always drives the golf course. I mean, cart.
That's weird.
Okay. What is she? 26. She's pretty.
She is pretty.
Did you notice? It feels like more, the majority of them have dark hair mm-hmm. versus blonde. Mm-hmm. That's not always the case. They all
kind of have the same
general look. They totally do. I mean, really, they really do. Mm-hmm. And all of them have like a lot of them have like super, like if they have dark hair, it's really long dark hair.
Mm-hmm. Thick eyebrows, thick lips.
They all have a bit of like a exotic-y kind of look too, a lot of them. She is really pretty.
Mm-hmm. She likes to travel.
I like her. She doesn't have a story currently. She is really pretty. Yeah, she does travel a lot.
She's been at the White House a few times. I wonder what that's all about.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Oh, she's with President Trump.
Where? Oh, she might have haters there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely out then.
Yeah, that's going to be trouble. Congrats to the boss on the Nobel Peace nomination. Official White House photo. This photograph, blah, blah, blah. I wonder what that is. I mean, like, I wonder who all those girls are. So this was on September 9th of 2020. So this is mid-COVID that they're all there. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
None of them are in masks or anything. They're definitely not six feet apart.
Trump, I don't know. That was a big...
But they would be. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's still like an official picture. So you would think that... Interesting.
I don't know. I mean, she's beautiful. But she's just not wowing me.
She was an alpha fee. I'm going to say halfway. Yeah? Or not even?
I don't know.
She also doesn't have that many posts, really, in the scheme of things. She's from... Oh, she has New York City in her bio, but she... Here, she is at White House 45 in her bio. And that has a 6.2 million followers, the Trump White House Archived. That's the name of it. This is an archive of a Trump administration account maintained by the National Archives and Records Administration. I'm guessing that's who she works for.
As a finance writer?
Huh. I don't know. I mean, she has that in her bio. So I would think she's very closely affiliated with whatever that is.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm interested about that. I wonder if she'll talk about that.
Oh, a financial writer creates content about the finance history for print and web publications.
I bet she's a finance writer for that organization.
Must be.
Interesting.
Yeah. Creates content related to accounting, money, budgeting, stock market, and the world of finance. Makes sense.
Okay. I'm going to say not halfway through, but like maybe, let's just say a third. A third through. Okay. Next is Nat. Nat. She's 26 and she is from Canada. And her Instagram is NCREP_. N as in Nancy. No, N as in Nat.
Oh, she's a nurse practitioner.
Is her real name Natalie? Is it going to say? It is. Natalie Nat. That's interesting that she actually goes by Nat. 26, Canada, likes to sleep in an ice cold bedroom, suffers from a severe case of FOMO, and she believes that broccoli is the superior vegetable.
That's weird. She's very pretty.
With the same friend, with another friend. She is same look though. Long dark hair. Bowling.
Little Kendall Jenner look.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Here too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Kendall Jenner look. I totally agree with that. But she also just kind of looks naturally pretty.
Yep. That's what I was going to say. This ice skating picture. Mm. I like her.
I do too.
Final six.
I wonder how many final sixes we have. I'll count those up later. Final six. This is number 24, Rachel. She's 26. She's from Hawaii. Her Instagram is Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, M-A-R-I-E-A-N. Rachel is 26. She's an ICU nurse from Hawaii. She says there's nothing better than a Hawaiian Christmas. She's terrified of frogs. Wow. Same, Rachel. Rachel's signature look growing up involved Bermuda shorts and feather earrings. Wow.
I wonder if she's a mom because it says...
Oh, she also loves... Home. Sorry, what does it say?
It says happy to be home, and then there's a picture of her with a little guy.
Oh, let's see. She comes from a big, tight family. She's really excited to start a she's really excited to start a family of her own, so I guess not. But she also loves to watch Friends.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to like her just for because she hates frogs and loves Friends. Holy crap. She wins.
Yes. Winner,
she it. Wins my heart. She's got a like a unique look as well. Unfortunately, I don't think she's going to go far, though. I want her to because I like her stuff, but I feel like she'll go home before halfway through. So I'll say a third of the way. Agreed?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, Sam, another 31-year-old. I like that they're including a little bit older. She's from Nashville. Her bio is S-A-M-H-A-L-E-E-E. Three E's.
Oh, she's pretty.
We've said that about every single
one. I know, they all are, but...
All right, so Sam is 31. She's a CPA from Nashville. Her fun facts are, she hopes to have a destination wedding one day. She dreams of going on safari in Africa, and she loves to dine European style and have dinner at 10 p.m. She hopes to have a destination wedding. Will that include Joey? Ooh, I don't
lots
like that.
Lots of travel.
By herself playing golf. By herself with friends. She also has dark hair, though. Again, another dark-haired girl. I can't tell much from her.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's like either just a picture like posed with friends or her by herself. It doesn't tell me much about her at all. So I'm going to say night one. I don't think she's going to do much. I'm hoping they eliminate quite a few on night one. Okay. Samantha. She's 25 from Miami, Florida. Her Instagram is SAM. STIGRAM and then the number one.
Oh, she was an NFL cheerleader.
Yep. Miami. Her fun facts are she wants someone to take her on an airport tour one day. No. That would be so fun.
I'm like, was he a hanger or what's so I'm interested to see what it
is. That is not
says.
A fun fact. It's not fun. An airboat tour.
She come with a sail.
I really want to go on an airport tour one day. She keeps peonies in her apartment at all times because they make her happy. Aww. And she sings in the shower.
Aww. I think you'll like her.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty.
Oh, is she a Miss Florida USA? Am I on the right person?
Yes.
Yeah.
placing in the top four.
Wow. Pageant girls are very common on, and she's a cheerleader. Wow. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Miami Dolphins cheerleader. You already said that, didn't you? She's really pretty. And also long dark hair. Holy crap. She looks like somebody here, but I can't pinpoint it.
She's wearing my swimsuit.
God damn it.
I know.
Wow. That's quite a picture in her swimming suit. Dang. What?
Holy.
That bodies like that are not fair.
Mm-mm.
Golly.
It's because they haven't had kids yet.
Well, that's true.
Dang, God, look at that one. She's gorgeous.
Holy.
Oh, top four.
Okay. Top four. Next, we have Sandra. She's 26 from Nashville, and it's S-A-N-D-R-A, R-A-B-A-D-I.
Oh, she looks like Idina Menzel or whatever her name is.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
You're really good at... But she also looks like, this picture looks like the chick on Modern Family, the older, like, mm-hmm. What's her name?
I don't remember.
Oh, what is it? Everyone, you know, the Spanish speaking one. What is her name? damn it.
Is it Modern Family?
Modern Family.
Selma Hayek?
No. Modern Family cast. Sofia Vergara.
Oh.
Sofia Vergara. Gosh. She looks fun as well. Dang. Shit, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to say just like over halfway.
Is she a twin?
Is she?
I don't. Okay, so maybe not a twin. Maybe her sister just looks. She almost looks like the sister of the sisters.
Oh, she sure does.
Do they know each other?
Well, I don't know, but that's her Instagram, and it's not the same last names. But that doesn't. I mean, maybe she's married or something, and she's private, so I can't. Well, but they look very much alike.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a sister and her sister's married, though, and that's her last name.
Look at that one. They're super.
Wow. Gosh. She looks like somebody else, too, and I can't think who it is, though.
Okay.
Star is 25 from Delray Beach, Florida. Her Instagram is STARRSKYLERR. Oh, I didn't say that Sandra is a cybersecurity consultant. Fancy. Star is another mental health counselor. She's 25. Her fun facts are she does a great Britney Spears impression. That's not hard. All you have to do is stand in front of the camera and with a super low cut, low rise, and then dance and flop your hair around. I mean,
she's super pretty.
She admits that she's always late and she likes her margaritas spicy.
Mm. She likes to sing.
Oh, she does like to sing. Here she's in London and Paris. She looks like another girl that was on The Bachelor. She also has long, dark hair. My God. He had to have told them my type is long, dark hair. He had to. I mean, there's only a few that have had blonde hair. But for some reason, I don't know if I'm just getting sick of all these long, dark hair girls, but her Instagram doesn't like really say anything to me. I'm going to say I'm going to say less than halfway through. I'm going to say night two or three. Okay, next girl is Sydney, and she's 28, and she's from Rhode Island, and her Instagram is SYD_GORD. She's a vintage store owner, 28, from Rhode Island. Her fun facts are Sydney's cats know how to play fetch and sit on command. Sydney was voted most school spirit in high school, and she lived in Thailand where she taught English.
Wow. She's pretty.
She seems like she has is well-rounded.
Yeah, she's got it together.
Finally, a blonde hair. We got to have a... Wow.
Top four.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll say top four. Top four. Next, we have Talia. Talia? Huntington Beach, California.
Oh.
That's where Jared and Maddie live. Oh, my. Wonder if they know her. It's a good chance.
Small town.
I feel like it kind of is. Talyah dot Jackson. Actually, with an underscore in case there's another one. Okay, Talia is an esthetician, 23. Needs a good pair of leggings to survive, loves the style of the 1950s era, and loves pancakes. She kind of looks bitchy.
She looks high maintenance.
Yeah, I don't like her. Maddie, if you're listening, do you know this girl? What is her name? Talia Jackson? She kind of looks bitchy.
Yeah.
I feel like she could be a villain. I'm going to say villain potential. Okay, only two more. Second to last is Taylor. She's also only 23. She's from Chicago. And it's Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, and W-I-E-N-S. Cute.
Chiefs fan.
Oh my gosh, she looks like Trista Sutter. A young Trista Sutter.
Oh my gosh, she does.
Wow. Or at least in that picture she did. Another blonde, too. She's with friends. Oh, let me see what she does. Okay. Taylor is a recruiter from Chicago. Her fun facts are she is the Samantha of her friend group. Oh, dear. Good food is Taylor's love language. And if Taylor could be anyone for a day, she says she would be Joey's fiance. Ha! Funny. She's funny. She's got a good sense of humor. Dang, I don't know. I kind of like her.
How old is she?
She's only 23. That's the only thing that's bad about it.
She looks older than that.
She does look older than that, for sure. I like her. Gosh, I want to say... I know I got more than six top six, but I'm going to say top six. I'm just going to have to go over it again. It's too hard to call top six when you got 32 girls. But I also think that that would be a reason he won't pick her, though, is because she's like too young.
Sure.
Zoe is our last girl. She is 24 only. She's from Atlanta, and her Instagram is Zoe, Zoe dot Antona. Zoe. She's an artist from Atlanta, Georgia.
Zoe dot Antona.
Yep. She loves reading Architectural Digest. She isn't afraid to hop on the back of a motorcycle, and she'll notice if you are on your phone too much.
The 31?
Yep.
Okay.
She's cutting down a palm tree. Buckhead.
I kind of like the whole cell phone thing.
Yeah. New art. So she's an artist, so she's got some of her art pieces in here. Hip Hop Appreciation Series. There's her and her art again. She's got lots of her art in here. A lot. So besides loving her art, she's got interesting art. It looks like, what do you call it? Like just modern art. Like, I'm not an art expert, but it's, let's see. She is exceptionally successful career as a sculptor, welder, and photographer. I kind of find her, I bet she's interesting.
But you can't understand the airbags in her.
Yeah, I think it's just art. It's art that you're not supposed to understand.
I guess.
You're supposed to analyze it, you know?
She's very pretty.
I mean, really, almost 90% of her posts are with her art. Yeah. So it's hard to know what else she's like besides her art.
Right.
That's your passion. Don't know. I feel like, I don't know what to say. Maybe she won't make it that far. Let's say night one. I'm just going to go out on a limb. We'll probably be all our night oneers will be in the final four. Okay, that's it. We're done. We're done with all the women. So this comes out on, this podcast, that's not what I meant. The show starts next Monday, the 22nd. So you have to watch. Now you have to watch just that one show so that you can see if you can, like, you know, be like, oh yeah, she was the artist. Or, oh yeah, she was a Miami Dolphins cheerleader. But I'm going to be in New York. So I'm not really sure for everyone listening what I'm going to do about recapping. I very much may have to, because I'm going to the Madonna concert on Tuesday. Yay. And I very well may have to just record this, watch it and record it when I get home. So it might be a late release of next week's episode for the first episode of The Bachelor.
Say that.
Say that three times fast. So I'll let you know, what I do there. The only thing it would be is if Allie and I would watch it and record it together, but I feel like we're not going to have time to do that. So I'll keep you up to date. Do you have a favorite Bible verse? I know you already said it probably on your Rose interview. I can look one up if you can't think of one offhand.
Well, probably just John 3:16. I mean,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Say it.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Okay.
Amen.
Right. So go tell all your friends, Jody, to all your friends that aren't my friends to go listen to the podcast with us and follow along and follow my podcast and rate and review me and all those good things. So, all right. Well, we'll see you when Joey's season starts. Say bye, Jody.
Bye.
Bye.